We've been talking about gut microbiome for the past few episodes. So let's see how it's related to mood and behavioral changes. The gut microbiome consists of trillions of microorganisms residing in the human gut. This has been the focus of extensive research in recent years, and studies have shown that the gut microbiome plays a crucial role in maintaining overall health, including mental health. Individuals on the autism spectrum are known to experience mood and behavioral changes that can significantly impact their quality of life. This podcast will discuss how the gut microbiome can affect the mood and behavior of people on the autism spectrum.
Approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Just a refresher, the gut-brain axis. The gut-brain axis, this is a two-way communication network between the gut and the brain. This allows for constant communication and feedback between the two organs, which is facilitated by the nervous system, immune system, and hormones. So the gut-brain axis plays a crucial role in regulating various bodily functions, including digestion, metabolism, and immune response or responses. Moreover, it is increasingly recognized that the gut-brain axis can influence mood, behavior, and cognitive function. The gut microbiome, which is a collection of microorganisms residing in the gut, is an essential component of the gut-brain axis and plays a crucial role in regulating communication between the brain and the gut. Dysregulation of the gut-brain axis, including imbalances in the gut microbiome, has been associated with various mood and behavioral changes. It can also link or associated with health disorders, anxiety, depression, and some ASD behaviors. So for mood and behavioral changes, research has shown that individuals with ASD have a unique microbiome composition. They tend to have an imbalance of beneficial and harmful bacteria, which can lead to inflammation in the gut. This inflammation can trigger an immune response that affects the brain, leading to mood and behavioral changes. Studies have also found a link between the gut microbiome and anxiety and depression. An imbalance in the gut microbiome can lead to an overproduction of cortisol, the stress hormone. High levels of cortisol can cause anxiety and depression, which are common in individuals on the ASD. Furthermore, research has shown that the gut microbiome can affect social behavior, and studies have found that mice with a depleted gut microbiome exhibit reduced social behavior. This suggests that an imbalance in the gut microbiome could contribute to the social behavior challenges experienced by individuals on the autism spectrum. The gut microbiome is highly responsive to changes in diet and lifestyle. So making dietary changes and adopting a health lifestyle can positively impact the gut microbiome, leading to improved mental health outcomes. For individuals on the autism spectrum, interventions targeting the gut microbiome can lead to significant improvements in mood and behavior. One such intervention is the use of probiotics and prebiotics. Probiotics are live microorganisms that can provide health benefits when consumed in adequate amounts. The prebiotics, on the other hand, are a type of dietary fiber that promotes the growth of beneficial bacteria in the gut. Studies have shown that the use of probiotics and prebiotics can improve the gut microbiome composition and reduce inflammation in individuals with autism. These are several types of experts that individuals on the autism spectrum and their families may consider reaching out to for support and guidance. These are non-exhaustive examples. So we have autism specialists. This may include behavioral therapies, occupational therapies, speech and language therapies, and psychologists who specialize in autism spectrum disorders, and they can help individuals with ASD develop a social and communication skills, reduce behavioral challenges, and manage sensory sensitivities. And they also have experiences in dealing with who are having challenges with mood and behavioral changes. We have number two, medical professionals, or this may include primary care physicians, pediatricians, neurologists, and gastroenterologists, who can provide medical evaluations, treatments, and support for co-occurring medical conditions or symptoms related to autism spectrum disorders. We have nutritionists or registered dietitians. These experts can help individuals on the autism spectrum develop and maintain healthy eating habits, which may help improve the gut health and overall well-being that is impacting the mood and behavioral changes. Next one, educational professionals. This may include special education teachers, school psychologists, and guidance counselors who can provide support and accommodations for individuals in academic and social settings. Next one is support groups and advocacy organizations. These groups can help provide support, resources, and community connections for individuals with ASD and their families. It's important to note that the needs of individuals on the autism spectrum can vary widely, and it may take time to find the right combination of experts and services that meet their individual needs. So a good starting point may be to discuss concerns with the primary care physicians or pediatricians, who can provide referrals and guidance to accessing appropriate services to support different families. In conclusion, the gut microbiome plays a crucial role in regulating mood and behavior for individuals. An imbalance in the gut microbiome can lead to inflammation and immune responses that affect the brain. However, interventions targeting the gut microbiome, such as probiotics and prebiotics, can lead to significant improvements in mental health outcomes, impacting the behavioral changes and the mood of the person. And further research is needed still, but as long as we understand how the gut-brain axis works and develop a targeted interventions that can improve the lives of individuals, then this can be of help. Till next time.
Every tangata fight takiwatanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter, is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.